This is the High School Football Roundup Podcast, episode number 12 for Saturday, October 3rd, 2015.
Welcome to the High School Football Roundup Podcast. I'm Walter Johnson, and this is the Red Eye edition of the High School Football Roundup Podcast. And for this first weekend in October, and so a lot of games to get to, so we'll quickly get started here. And we'll start in Leesburg, where the Lee County Trojans are now 6-0 on the season. Not only that, more importantly, they go to 1-0 in GHSA Region 1-6A with a 42-14 rout at the Tiff County Blue Devils. And Lee County jumped out to a quick 14-0 lead near the end of the first quarter. And Tiff County scored during the second quarter and make it 14-7 at halftime. And Lee County was never really seriously challenged on the evening. So but in any case, a big win for the Trojans, Lee County, the Trojans from Leesburg, 42-14. And next up for Lee County, the defending Class 6A state champion. So from the GHSA, the Colquitt County Packers, and the Packers are also 6-0 overall and 1-0 in GHSA Region 1-6A action after they pulled away from Lowndes in the fourth quarter to win 42-20. So and actually, you know, that 42-20 game, it was much the game was much closer than the final score indicated. Yeah, Lowndes played pretty tough in that contest, but the Packers, made the big, many championship teams made the big plays when they had to. So, and they're undefeated. A big game at Trojan Field in Leesburg next week. Lee County hosting Colquitt County. So, it'll be an interesting matchup. And the other 1-6A contest, just for good measure, and Camden County Wildcats defeated Velosa Wildcats 31-10, the final score. And and we move on to Region 1-4A, and we start in Subregion A, where the Thomas County Central Yellow Jackets actually trailed the Monroe Tornadoes from Albany 7-0 early, but went on the game, scored the final 20 points of the contest, and then they basically broke a 7-all tie in the fourth quarter, and just put it away in down the stretch, and they beat Monroe 20-7, a big win for the Yellow Jackets, who are now 3-2 overall and 1-0 in GHSA Region 1-4A, Subregion A. And a tough loss for the Tornadoes, who fall to 3-3 overall, 0-1 in Subregion A. And the Tornadoes will have next week off and return to action in less than 2 weeks on Friday, October 16th at Humil Stadium, taking on Albany High. And speaking of Albany High, they're still looking for win number one, as they were crushed at Crisp County in a shutout, 34-0. A final score there. And the other Subregion, that was in the other Subregion A contest. In Subregion B, the Bainbridge Bearcats are 6-0 for the first time since way back in 1986. And the Bearcat, that team eventually finished the season at 8-3 overall, first round playoff loss, and the then Region 1-AAA playoffs and semifinals. But anyways, the Bearcats go up into America's and pitch a 38-0 shutout over the America Sumter Panthers to go to 6-0 overall and 1-0 in Subregion B. And the Worth County Rams, after starting off 0-2, and now won 3 in a row, as they crushed the Daugherty Trojans 49-0. And Daugherty's starting to go the wrong way after a 2-0 start. Convincing wins over Calhoun County and Randolph Clay, respectively. And more on Worth more on Calhoun County in a moment. And Daugherty falls to 3-2 overall, and they're 0-1 in sub-region B action and within region 1-4A, and doesn't get any easier for Daugherty. And they have next week off, and they'll return to action at Hugh Mills Stadium on Friday, October 16th, in less just under 2 weeks, as they face the Bainbridge Bearcats. And Westover had the week off, as did Cairo, and some other scores. And looking at GHSA Region 1AA, and how about in GHSA Region 1AAA, Subregion B, in a big game there, and one of the big games there. And Cook rolling past Tatnall County on the road in East Georgia, final score 27, make that 30-7. Cook over Tatnall County, and with the win, Cook goes to 4-2 overall, and more importantly, they go to 2-1 in GHSA Region 1AA, set Region A, and they host Toombs County next week. And we go to 1AA now in the GHSA, and we got the and Early County picking up a 49-13 win at Seminole County, and a big win for the Bobcats, and knocking off their next door neighbors in Seminole County, and Early County with the victory. And sitting at 3-2-1, as in 3 wins, 2 losses, and 1 tie overall. And they even their GHSA Region 1 play record at 1-1. And they'll host Berrien next week. And another key, it'll be a key game there. And Berrien gave Brooks County all it can handle. But in the end, it was the Trojans from Quitman, Georgia, coming out on top, 28-27. Come from behind fashion there. Brooks 4-2 overall, 2-0 in 1AA play. And Brooks County has won 4 in a row now since starting 0-2. Both of their losses came to Class 5A Ware County, Class Single A Clinch County. But of 1-4 in a row in the two of those wins have come against a couple of Florida teams, Madison County, Florida, and Perry. That's Perry, Georgia. And that's a different Perry. So that's Madison County, Florida is the only team outside of Georgia Brooks County play. But anyways, Brooks County escapes with a 27-28 win over Berrien. And Region 1AA will be a race to keep an eye on. And Fitzgerald and goes to 6-0 overall, 2-0 in 1AA region play for the 41-14 route of Thomasville. And the Bulldogs fall to 1-4 overall and 1-1 in the region. So it's going to be a very interesting race indeed. And Class region, just say region 1AA, and that's and Calhoun County Cougars, and obviously mentioned earlier we're going to get to them, and the Cougars from Edison, Georgia, just west of Albany, finally cracked the win column as they crushed the Terrell County Green Waves 33-0, the final score in that contest. And a non-region game, Bakington Community Charter School for tiny Bakington, Georgia, up in northern Mitchell County, escaped with a 24-22 win, only the second win of the season for the Blazers. And 2-A. Turner County now 6-0 on the season after they rolled past Lanier County down in Lakeland, Georgia, 39-6. So Turner, amazing season so far for Turner County. Looking to you know, having just an amazing season so far. And, you know, finally in the GISA, and a big upset at Webb Stadium on the campus of Deerfield Windsor as the Knights handed the Brookwood Warriors from Thomasville their first loss of the season and trailed 16 to led 14 to nothing at the end of the first quarter. And then Brookwood and scored 16 and a half points in the second quarter to take a 16 to 14 lead at the half. And that score was still 16-14 in the Warriors' favor. And the Knights scored 13 unanswered points to pull off the upset. And the final score there, Deerfield Windsor Knights from Albany, 27, and the Brookwood Warriors from Thomasville, 16. So that puts, and that keeps Deerfield undefeated in GISA Region 3 AAA play at 3-0 and 5-2 overall. And Brookwood, meanwhile, falls for the first time this season. 6-1 overall and 1-1 in the region. And elsewhere in GISA play, the Westwood Wildcats pick up a big win as they get by Tift Area on the road 14-6, and a big win for Westwood out of Camilla. So Westwood is now 4-3 overall, 2-1 in the region. And Valwood goes to 5-1 overall, also 2-1 in the region, as the Valiants from Valdosta stomp Southland 38-6. And a final score there. And non-region game there in the GISA. Region 3 AAA, the Terrell Academy Eagles. And, and trounced Georgia Christian 49-8, the final score in that contest. And last but not least, the Sherwood Christian Eagles and the Georgia Independent Christian Athletic Association still looking for their first win of the season as they fell to Thomas Jefferson Academy in Louisville, Georgia, in the all the way in the east central part of the state. Final score 52-10. Thomas Jefferson over Sherwood Christian Academy of Albany in Daugherty County. And on that note, that's going to wrap up the Red Eye edition of the High School Football Roundup podcast. And as always, you can find the High School Football Roundup podcast online at southwestgeorgianetwork.com and on Twitter at SWGA Network. Thanks for listening and have a good weekend.